Learning 3D modeling in Blender, a tiny adventure in self-education. I have challenged myself to learning the free open source Blender, a 3D modeling program. More than that, I wanted to create objects for 3D printing on millimeter scale. My initial assumption was that it is all impossible and way too hard, and I might as well program my own 3D program. I spent 2 days just preparing for failure. By the time I sat down to Blender, I forgot all the key combinations I tried to memorize. I just remembered Shift S, which turned out not to be useful. I sat down in front of my computer, and it felt like all I have done thus far is put on a helmet in expectation of a massive failure. I remembered to right-click on some numbers in the lower right corner to turn on statistics, and this was useful. When I was cloning objects, I could see the clone operation had succeeded. One time I pressed Ctrl S and it didn't work, it didn't save my file. My own fault. But this is the reason why I like to double check things. I remembered from a couple tutorials I looked at that Blender has multiple modes. The initial mode is object selection. And when you have selected an object, you can hit Tab to edit it. But I still ended up clicking on the user interface. There's a drop-down box that says object mode, and you can switch that to edit mode. This is what I do. The first thing I searched the internet for, even before doing anything, was Blender, how to move by 1 millimeter. And I discovered the craziest thing. I've never seen anything like it. Select a part of the cube with a mouse, but then go full keyboard. Everything happens on the keyboard. Blindly press G to grab or move what you selected. Then press either X, Y, or Z to pick the axis that you want to move the grabbed object on. And then enter the millimeters. Once you set a Blender for millimeter scale. It is crazy how amazing that is. You can grab the three fundamental things, a point in 3D space, like the corner of a cube, an edge, or a line that connects the points, or a face, like the side of a cube, the whole side. Grabbing an edge will affect the face and the vertices. Grabbing the face affects the lines and the vertices also. And grabbing a vertex, a point, will move the lines in that part of the 3D model, and the face will also change. So you hit W to go into select mode, and then 1, 2, or 3 to pick selection mode, vertex, line, or face. And then you have to point or drag and select with the mouse. The mouse is perfect for selecting little things. Holding down the middle mouse button, by the way, rotates the camera angle so that you can look around the cube. Once I did this a couple of times, grab a selected something, pick an axis, and then blindly type in a number to move it on the unit scale, millimeters in my case, things got even easier. They got insanely easier. Because once you type in the number and hit enter and the object moves, a little pop-up box pops up on the lower left that not only tells you the operation that you just performed, but oh my gosh, it lets you change it. When you specify how far you have to move something, there is no input box. You just type at Blender. But here is a little input box and you get to change or fix what you just did. I almost jumped out of my chair because I knew something else about 3D editing programs. When you are clicking around on the screen, and for example, select the Move tool, which is the cross icon in the corner, and click on one of the objects in the scene, you get these red, green, blue arrows that look like this annoying extra feature that announces where the 3D XYZ dimensions are. Wow, thanks a lot. I still don't know what's going on. But see, ages ago, when I was pointlessly clicking at some other program, I discovered that these arrows are not telling you which way X, Y, and Z is. They are not for informing you. They are there to let you move the object that you just clicked on, but snapped to the axis that the arrow symbolizes. This, combined with the box that pops up on the lower left that lets me tweak the operation that just occurred, gives me millimeter precision to all my designs. I simply move a thing very crudely, kind of a ballpark, just to get in the right area. And then when the confirmation box pops up, my goodness, I set the precise value I need. In a snap, I created a new wallet design. This was way easier than FreeCAD. I designed wallets for 3D printing to learn the tool chain and experiment with everything. On top of my amazing discovery, I was aware of a modifier menu marked by a wrench icon that becomes available when a cube, for example, is selected. I've noticed a modifier named Boolean. That is the same stupid crazy name for the most useful feature in 3D editing that I just grokked in FreeCAD. I added the cylinder to my scene to create holes for my elastic paracord that makes the wallet go, and copied it a bunch of times, positioning everything very precisely and somewhat trying to imagine where the paracord needs to be to join the two halves of a wallet. Then I added super low resolution spheres, which only have 6 sides in that super low resolution state. And when intersecting a wallet under the Boolean modifier, create a hexagonal hole. And then I added an array modifier to the sphere that immediately created multiple copies. This means I could create a pretty wallet face and break up the solid chunk of plastic on the back. I threw the carefully positioned cylinders and the array of hexagonal spheres into its own scene collection and told the Boolean modifier to use all the shapes in the collection, and selected the difference mode, which combines the collection and my wallet design in a subtractive way. And just like that, the Mars wallet was born. There is a sample on Tinkercad already, and it can be viewed in 3D. I did make an error, and I didn't make the cylinders big enough to make a hole for my paracord. I'll have to work on that. The holes look really nice, though. When I was using cylinders, I didn't know how to use the array feature yet. Now I can position everything in a minute, not an hour like before. If I had to do all this back in high school, it would take a week, as I would have to play around with a few programs to get an idea of how things work. If I had a teacher standing over me, telling me what not to do, or how to do things, or that it is time to go because another student needs to use the computer, or threaten me with failing a class, or force me to prepare for a quiz where I have to uselessly explain the difference between face, edge, and vertex, or the side of a cube, lines that make a side, and the points that tell the vertices where to go, I would fail another test. Teachers are something else. My advice is to learn at home. Is to learn for real at our own pace and the sequence that matches our existing knowledge, and learn things that are interesting to us, that we are in context of, that we are into. For example, get some cheap clip-on lenses for your phone and start rebuilding all the Indiana Jones scenes to learn movie making. Or set up an online store that sells 3D models, or get a 3D printer and then get into learning 3D modeling, which is super easy. Get a Pico projector or an office projector and trace your friends' photos on a large drawing board before you start learning how to do portraits with pencils. Learn programming and P5JS to create generative art. And then start learning the flimsy language of mathematics, if you still want to. Take a few LMMS tutorials and begin composing your own music. It is only a matter of slowly moving around the scale and a nice kicker backbeat in the bassline editor. This is real education. Creating things that we enjoy, that we are proud of, and that over time make learning new things even easier. We are all genius level smart. School grades and tests are bullshit. It is just mostly a show to make money off of students or make sound bites for re-election campaigns. And above all, know this. With knowledge comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes greatness.